Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D, 813-72, today's 12-2. Chief complaint, left ear pain, number one, possible ear infection, number three, dizziness, number four, history of the family history of stroke, number four, I'm concerned about TIAs, number five, I've had some bleeding from my left ear, number six, I've had ear pain for some time, but I refuse to come to the doctor. Our patient is a 50-year-old woman who got married a few months ago. Her husband died a few years ago. She's a teacher. She had a son that died 5 years ago, and she's still mourning her son's death, period. She comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days, allergy, Levaquin, Reglan, and Compazine. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink alcohol. She doesn't use drugs. She's a teacher, as I mentioned. Family history, dad was murdered, grandpa died of brain cancer, mom is alive with coronary artery disease. Mammogram 2 months ago, colonoscopy never. She's not interested in talking about that either. This is under maintenance. Medication, citralopram, metoprolol, Topamax. Medical problems, hypertension, seizure, anxiety, depression.
Hey, I need the pharmacist, babe. Come on.
All right. Surgery, cholecystectomy, appendectomy, tonsillectomy. The view of system as above. She weighs 233 pounds. Which is up about 20 pounds from a year ago, most likely because of depression and anxiety. Patient definitely not suicidal. 98.4, 16, 81, 128 over 62, heart positive, buzzer 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, left TM shows perforation and bleeding, neurological non-focal skin shows no rash, there's anterior chain lymphadenopathy node at left side, neurological non-focal, there's slight pedal edema bilaterally. Assessment number one, otitis media, next number, perforated TM, next number, Rocephin, a gram, next number, dexamethasone, next number, Cipridex, next number, Augmentin 875, next number, instruction with Augmentin to avoid diarrhea, next number, family history, colon cancer. Okay, where was I? What? You don't remember? Let's see. Otitis media, let's talk about Augmentin, and then we talked about, I told her how to check the Augmentin so she won't have diarrhea. Next number, history of fatty liver. I checked that with 2 years ago. There's no significant change. Next number is nausea and vomiting, most likely related to the otitis media. Her gallbladder is gone. Status post removal, and the fatty liver is the only thing I see on the abdominal ultrasound. Next is family history of colon cancer. I'm going to refer her for colonoscopy since she's over 50, even though she's not interested. I told her it's very important. Next number's mammogram is up to date. Next number's a carotid stenosis from a year ago, hasn't really, 2 years ago, hasn't really changed much. Next number, PVD from 2 years ago, hasn't really changed much. Next number's pedal edema, lower extremities, multifactorial, no sign of DGT noted. Next number, no evidence of tumors or cysts noted in the bilateral ovaries. She just had a period. Yesterday was her last day. Next was because of hypertension. We looked at a kidney node, renal vascular hypertension noted. Next was there's definite lymphadenopathy on the left side of her neck because of otitis media and perforation. Next number, we talked about perforation can lead to meningitis and death. And for a patient not to avoid seeing us, the next time she develops similar symptoms, I have to take all her medications and not to put anything in her ears, of course. Next number of findings we discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.